USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Senate impeachment trial of President Trump wrapping up this week. Today will bring closing arguments, and then on Wednesday, the Senate's expected to vote to acquit the president of both articles of impeachment. A key Republican senator explaining why he didn't vote to hear from more witnesses in the trial. Republican Lamar Alexander of Tennessee says,
if you have eight witnesses who say someone left the scene of an accident, why do you need nine?
He was speaking on NBC's Meet the Press. Disney World is, as is tradition, about to welcome the Super Bowl MVP, Patrick Mahomes. The Kansas City QB led the Chiefs to a 31-20 win over the 49ers last night in Super Bowl 54 in Miami. Mahomes will join the traditional parade down Main Street in the Magic Kingdom near Orlando today. This is USA Radio News.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Democrats in Iowa will be casting the very first votes of the 2020 presidential race tonight, as voters across that state will gather in caucuses, making their picks for the Democratic presidential nominee. Current polls show Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden are still the front runners. Pete Buttigieg and Elizabeth Warren are also top candidates. A win or a top three appearance would give candidates a boost as the nominating season rolls onto the New Hampshire primary a week from Tuesday, tomorrow. One of those front runners expressing confidence this morning, Joe Biden says while rivals like Bernie Sanders may have an advantage with younger voters, Biden says he has something more important.
But I think I'm the only one that has broad support with brown, black, young, old, women, men, working class folks. I don't buy into that.
Biden was speaking on this morning's edition of NBC's Today Show. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
One person is dead after a shooting on a Greyhound bus north of Los Angeles County this morning. Officials say the shooter just opened fire, but his motive's unclear. There were about 40 people on the bus heading to Oakland when the gunshots rang out, and after the shooting, the gunman walked off the bus and was taken into custody. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo urging Kazakhstan during a visit over the weekend to be cautious when doing any international business with China. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Speaking from near Salton, Mr. Pompeo urged caution to the oil-rich Central Asian nation over its dealings with China, saying it could come with a loss of sovereignty. It may hurt instead of helping the country's long-term development.
We fully support Kazakhstan's freedom to choose to do business with whatever country, whichever country it wants. But I'm confident. I'm confident the countries get the best outcomes when they partner with American companies.
Mr. Pompeo also said the U.S. is willing to help them against the coronavirus outbreak in neighboring China. I'm John Clemens.
Parts of the nation are in for some rather nasty winter weather this week. A winter storm will bring ice, snow, and rain to parts of the West, Midwest, Plains, and Northeast. Most of the snow will start hitting the West today and tonight before it moves east in several phases through Friday. Severe thunderstorms are going to be a risk in parts of the South. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.